Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Feel better and live longer by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies. Fresh canned or frozen fruits and veggies keep you running for a healthier lifetime. Grab more information at shapeyourfutureok.com.
It's time to get active. Hop on board by finding activities you enjoy doing. Move for 30 minutes every day or go along and get 60 minutes of movement with your kids. Get rolling today. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com for more healthy tips.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we'll take a look at our livestock futures. And you know what? Not a bad day again yesterday. Mostly positive across the board.
That's correct, Dave. We saw the cattle complex experience follow through to the upside yesterday for mainly the strong closes that took place back on Friday. There was a lack of price-friendly news Monday, and the cattle did close positive, but did come off their session highs. We saw choice box beef up 3 cents yesterday, select boxes up $1.08, had a movement of 98 loads, the cattle kill estimated at 108,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up $1.15. Lean hogs also closed positive yesterday. December cattle were 32 cents higher Friday, or I meant to say Monday. Jan feeders up 30 cents, and December lean hogs were up 77 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And coming back in 3, 2, and 1. Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures and, well, kind of a reversal of what we've seen. Corn and wheat, actually, with a pretty good day yesterday, but the soybeans turned negative on Monday.
Yes, Dave, we did see our wheat, corn, and soybean futures trade mix yesterday, and as you said, only the soybeans closed on the negative side. The USDA report was basically neutral for the wheat and the soybeans and slightly friendly for the corn. The U.S. is still looking at a record large corn and soybean production and also the highest corn ending stocks of the past 10 years and the largest soybean stocks of the past 8 years. The corn harvest is now 80% complete nationwide, the soybean harvest 90% complete, and the winter wheat good to excellent rating improved by 1.260%. At the moment, December KC wheat down a penny and a quarter. December corn is unchanged. January soybeans up 4 cents. We're looking at December cotton 55 points higher. December crude oil 3 cents higher. December dollar index is up 4.5 cents. And December Dow Jones futures trading 25 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time here today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. That'll be something we'll look forward to. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.